主耶稣圣名在这边证道。
The name Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
好，今天晚上我们从圣经来查考，福音是神的大能。
And so tonight from the Bible we study, the gospel is the power of God.
福音就是好消息。
So the gospel is the good news.
那这个好消息是什么？
So what is this good news?
我们先来看罗马书第一章。
So let's turn to Romans chapter 1.
罗马书的第一章。
Romans chapter 1.
第一章的十七节。
Chapter 1 verse 17.
十六节。
Verse 16.
罗马书第一章十六节。
Romans chapter 1 verse 16.
我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的人，先是犹太人，后是希腊人。十七节。
17.
因为神的义正在这个福音上显明出来，这个义是本于信，以至于信，如经上所记，义人必因信得生。圣经的罗马书啊，在讲我们信仰的最基本的道理。
And so Romans talks about the basic principles of our faith.
我们常常看到人在拜偶像。
There are times that we see people worshiping idols.
或者在拜祖宗。
And they worship their ancestors.
如果我们问他一个最基本的问题。
Sometimes we will face a basic question.
这个偶像是人造出来的，你怎么把它当神来拜？
We will ask that idols are made by the hands of men, and why do you worship it?
这个就很难回答了。
And so it is hard to answer.
如果偶像人造的可以变成神那造偶像的就比他更厉害啊，因为他可以创造神。
If this idol that was created can become God, then the creator of this idol is even greater because he created God.
所以很多的信仰在搞迷信没有办法解释。
And so many different types of superstition cannot explain it.
但是这个搞迷信不只是说没有受教育的人会搞迷信。
It's not absolute that only those who are superstition are making these claims.
有时候连头脑很好的人事业做得很大也在搞迷信。
And so even for those people who are very successful are also superstitious.
所以有时候我们到餐馆吃饭都看到有小小的偶像在那里。
So sometimes when you visit a restaurant, you might see some idols.
有的比较成功的事业在他的总部也有一个地方也有小小的偶像在那里。
And so you might visit a large company in their headquarters, they might have some idols there.
那为什么头脑很聪明能力很强也会搞迷信？
And so why is it that some people who are smart, successful, and still believe in superstitions?
2000年前保罗到雅典去传福音。
So 2,000 years ago, Paul went to Athens to preach.
他看到雅典满城都是偶像。
And he saw that Athens is the city is filled with idols.
他心就很着急呀。
And so he was furious.
因为拜错神比没有拜神更可怕。
Because it's more severe to worship the wrong God.Compared to not worshiping God.
所以他很着急。
So he was very anxious.
那接下去又遇到一些人有两派的哲学思想。
And so he come across two group of philosophers.
所以他也很愿意，保罗，你在这里传福音讲给我们听吧。
And so they said to him, are you here to listen?
那为什么哲学思想这么发达的地方满城都是偶像？
And so why is it that in a place that's well developed in philosophy is filled with idols?
如果我们回到圣经来看，
And if we come back to the Bible,
原来世界的王就是魔鬼。
The king of this world is Satan.
所以魔鬼把人的心弄瞎了。
The Satan have blinded the hearts of men.
魔鬼在迷惑人。
And they're tempting men.
那这样的迷惑，连用头脑地上的智慧都没有办法分辨。
And the wisdoms of this world cannot discern the trickery of Satan.
所以他就会去搞迷信了，拜人造的神。
And so people start worshiping these man-made idols.
所以传福音很重要。
And so it's important to preach the gospel.
福音叫人眼睛得开。
Because the gospel opens the eyes of men.
让人能够看到我们肉眼所看不到的另外一个世界。
That we can see a world that cannot be seen with our naked eyes.
所以这里说福音是神的大能。
Here it says gospel is the power of God.
那福音要救谁？
And the gospel is to save which group of people?
这里讲犹太人。
Here it says the Jews.
犹太人在旧约是神的选民。
The Jews in the Old Testament are God's chosen people.
所以所有非犹太人在旧约叫做外邦人。
And so all the non-Jews in the Old Testament are called Gentiles.
福音要传给他们。
And so the gospel will be given to the Jews.
那希腊人就是代表外邦人。
So the Greeks represents the Gentiles.
所以福音要传给犹太人，福音也要传给非犹太人。
And so this gospel will be preached to the Jews as well as the Gentiles.
那我们就会想，为什么世界上人都要福音？
And so why does the people of the world need this gospel?
难道他很可怜吗？
Because everyone's pitiful?
教会有一个弟兄他说我叫我去传福音我以前道理不懂我真的没有办法开口。
And so there's a brother who said that in the past when I was being asked to preach the gospel, and I'm not very clear on the truth. It's very difficult for me to preach.
因为我要传福音给我的朋友，他工作比我好。
Because I try to preach to my friends who have better jobs than me.
收入比我好。
And they have better income than me.
住的房子比我好。
And they have better houses than me.
开的车子比我好。
And they have better cars.
我都很羡慕他，我怎么传福音给他？
And I was envious of them. How do I preach to them?
后来他才明白这样的人也需要福音呢。
And later he realized those are the type of people who needs the gospel.
为什么这样人也需要福音？
Why are those type of people the type that needs gospel?
因为十六节福音要神的大能要救一切相信的人。
Verse 16 tells us that the gospel of God will save all those who believe.
这里出现了一个救这一个字。
And here's mention the word salvation.
这个救如果以我们现在最实际的例子是什么？
And so what is the most practical example today?
就是现在的病毒
Which refers to, related to the virus.
我们现在看这个变种Delta 变种又开始流行了。
And we see the Delta variants recently has been growing.
所以很多的医院急诊室都客满了。
So many of the ERs in the hospital are full.
那死亡率也死亡的人数也增加。
And the death toll continues to climb.
所以殡仪馆都编满了人了。
And so the funeral homes are filled with people who are dead.
所以得到这个病毒到最后就死了。
So once you contracted the virus, you might die.
那这个病毒刚刚开始的时候，我们仔细注意它死亡率大概3%。
At the beginning of the pandemic, if you observe the statistics, the death rate is about 3%.
那后来因为越来越有经验怎么去医这样的人死亡率就越来越低。
Once we have better experience on handling and treating the sickness, then the death rate was dropping.
那以后又出现了疫苗。
And then later we have the vaccine.
然后有新的药物。
And we have new type of drugs.
所以死亡率就变成不是很高。
And so the death rate was very low.
但是虽然不是很高，还是死了很多人。
Even though the death rate was low, but many people are still dying.
所以一旦人有感染的病毒第一件事情就是要救这个人。
And so once you contracted this virus, the first thing we would do is try to save this person.
那你现在如果想他的死亡率从 3% 一直往上提。
And if you start thinking that if the death rate is rising from 3%,
提到 6%,
if it rises to 6%,
提到 10%,
if it goes to 10%,
提到 20%,
or even 20%,
我们就会相对看到机场啦、公众啦人越来越少。
And then you're going to start to see that there will be no people around airports and public places.
我们就会相对看到医院挤满的人。
And you start to see the hospital getting extremely full.
那我们就用这个来想，什么叫做属灵的病毒？
And so let's think about what is a spiritual virus.
属灵的病毒就是罪啊。
And spiritual virus is actually a sin.
所以主耶稣说，有病的才用得着医生啊。
And so Jesus said, only those who are sick needs a doctor.
为什么？因为他到罪人的家去啊。
Because he often visited the house of sinners.
那文士法利赛人就问主耶稣的门徒。
And so the scribes and Pharisees questioned the disciples.
我说，你的主人怎么跑到罪人的家？
And asking, why is your master visiting the house of the sinners?
主耶稣说，有病的才用得着医生。
And Jesus said, only the sick needs a physician.
那些罪人就是有病的。
And those who are the sinners are the ones who are sick.
那医生是谁？
And so who is the physician?
那医生就是主耶稣本身啊。
Which is Jesus himself.
所以那个房子里面最可怜的不是罪人啊。
And so the most pitiful in the house is not a sinner.
那个房子最可怜是文士跟法利赛人。
But rather it's the scribes and the Pharisees.
因为他不觉得自己有病啊。
Because they did not recognize that they have a sickness.
所以他不觉得自己有病，主耶稣就在旁边啊，他不会去求主耶稣医啊。
And because they cannot recognize their sickness, even when Jesus is right next to them, they will not seek healing.
但是罪这个病毒啊，属灵的病毒啊，死亡率多少啊？
So what is the death rate for a spiritual virus?
如果我们翻开来看呢，又吓一跳。
You might be surprised if you read the scripture.
罗马书第六章。
Romans chapter 6.
第六章的二十三节
，Romans chapter 6 verse 23。
因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们主耶稣基督，乃是永生。
For the wages of sin is death, the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord。
罪跟死是画在等号的。
And so sin and death equates to death。
所以如果罪是病，就等于死，这个死亡率是100%的。
If sin is a virus, that means the death rate is 100%.
这个很可怕。
And this is very.
但是这个不等于没有出路啊。
And this does not mean that we do not have a way.
所以二十三节下面就讲神的恩赐，就是神的救恩。在主耶稣基督乃是永生，就不会死，就病就得医治了。
But later the verse says the gift of God is eternal life, so in Christ we have a way to live.
所以最可怕的不是我们有罪。
And so what is the most dangerous is not that we have sin.
最可怕的是我们不知道自己有罪。
But rather what's most dangerous is we don't recognize that we have sin.
或者我们虽然知道有罪，我们不愿意来求医生医我们，那这个就没路可走了。
Or we know we have sin, but we do not want to seek after a doctor to heal.
那我们现在的人一旦犯了病毒，第一个有症状。
And so today, if you contracted the virus, the first you will start to see some symptoms.
你即使没有去测症状出来了，就知道这个可能有病毒。
And after you test from these symptoms, you take a test, then you can know for sure whether you have the virus or not.
哦，那有的人呢，没有症状，但是他也有病毒。
But for some people, they have no symptoms, but yet they still carry the virus.
哦，那这个也要去测，有这个有科学的方法可以测得出来。
And you can still test and get results.
那罪呢？这个病毒要怎么知道？
And so how do we know that we carry the virus?
哦，第一个就是看我们的生活。
First, to observe our daily lives.
有没有那个罪的现状跑出来？
Are there symptoms of sin?
哦，那如果跑出来就是表示有罪啊，有病啊，属灵上有病啊。
If there are symptoms that tells us that we have sins in our lives.
哦，但是圣经里面有一句话说，世人都犯了罪，很多人听不下去，我有什么罪？
And the Bible said all men have sinned, and a lot of people cannot accept this verse.
啊，需要有一个测试的方法。
And they ask for a way to test.
那测试的方法就是神的话。
And the way of testing is the words of God.
你没有办法说，你有病，他说我没有病，争来争去，那你就试看吧。
And so it's pointless for us to argue to say I have sickness and the other person says I don't.
啊，所以人到底在神面前有没有罪？
So does a man have sin in front of God?
那就用神的话来量一量啊。
And we should measure through the words of God.
啊，因此啊，如果我们回到罗马书第一章的十三节，
If we come back to Romans chapter 1 verse 13.
啊，不，十六节哈。
Verse 16.
福音是神的大能。
Gospel is the power of God.
在圣经里面，这个神的大能的显现，就是神的荣耀。
And so the manifestation of God's power is God's glory.
那神的荣耀最大的显现有两次。
And God has shown His glory twice.
第一个就是在他的创造。
The first is through his creation.
所以我们现在回来看罗马书第一章。
So Romans chapter 1.
罗马书第一章。十九节。
Chapter 1 verse 19.
神的事情人原所能够知道的原显明在人心里，因为神已经给他显明。二十节。
20.
自从造天地以来，神的永能跟神性是明明可知的，虽然眼睛不能见，但借着所造之物，就可以晓得叫人无可推诿。这个地方在讲。
And so this is what the Bible is telling us.
说神的事情原显明在人的心里。
And so God's matter manifests in the heart of man.
这个什么意思？
What does that mean?
就是神的存在你可以用心其实 你如果真的可以用心去了解神的存在。
And this is telling us that we can use our heart to really experience the existence of God.
二十节讲了，虽然眼睛不能看，神看不见所以如果你到教会来说，神拿出来给我看，我就信。如果神拿得出来你就不需要用信的，你已经看到了，还需要信吗？
So today, if we ask that, Lord, if you come out and show yourself, I'll believe in you, that if God did that, then we don't need to have faith to believe in him anymore.
但是看不见不等于不存在啊。
If he's invincible, doesn't mean that he doesn't exist.
诸位，谁看到病毒？
Today, can you see the virus?
病毒看不到啊。
You cannot see the virus.
那有没有病毒？
Does the virus exist?
如果没有病毒，为什么美国死了五六十万？
If there's no virus, how can 500,000 to 600,000 people die in the United States?
但是这是不好的。
This is a bad example.
那神的存在就在他的创造的结果可以看得出来。
And so the God's existence can be seen in His creation.
诸天述说神的荣耀。
And the universe speaks His glory.
如果我们到非洲去或到野外去特别暗的地方，天上星星特别亮。
And so if you go to Africa or some other suburban areas, you can see when in a dark place, you can see the stars in the sky very clear.
星星有多少？
How many stars are there?
你算不完
You cannot count.
那 星星跟我们距离有多远啊？
And how far are those stars?
用光年来算的。
You can only calculate in light years.
这个光啊，一秒钟地球大概可以绕七圈半。
And in one second, the light can travel the Earth three times.
那你看得到那个是用光年来算的。
And so the star that you can see, the distance is calculated in light years.
那还有很多看不到的。
And there are also things that we cannot see.
所以神的荣耀有多大？
So how great is God's glory?
你晚上抬头看天上的星。
You can raise your head at night and look upon the stars.
这个就是证明有神的存在。
And those things proves the existence of God.
而且神很伟大。
And God is also great.
看到小孩子知道有父母。
And when you look at the children, you can see they have a father.
看到房子知道有造他的。
And when you see a house, you know there's a builder.
看到车子知道有造它的工厂。
And when you see a car, you know there's a factory that built it.
这个是用推的，自然就会知道这样知道吧。
And from this way, you can see the pattern.
但是看到宇宙万物竟然说没有神。
If you look through everything in the universe and you say there's no God.
为什么？因为太大，怎么有可能一个去造他的呢？
And you wonder how can the universe is so vast, how can anyone create it?
所以就是因为他太大，而且神能够造他，所以神真的是大到你没有办法了解。
But the reason is that because it's so vast and God can still create it, that's why you cannot comprehend God.
所以神的大能第一个显现就是在他的创造里面。
And so the great glory of God first is manifested through his creation.
那神的伟大大能第二个显现就是在他的救赎里面。
And the second manifestation of his greatness is shown in his salvation.
那我们现在看为什么说每个人都需要救恩。
So let's understand why everyone needs salvation.
为什么说每个人都有属灵的病毒？
And why do we say that everyone have a spiritual virus?
当然从死结论来推原因。
And so we use death as a way to try to comprehend this.
因为罪是死的原因，死是罪的结果。
Sin is the reason of death and outcome of.
如果有哪一个人不会死，他不需要信耶稣啊，因为他没有罪嘛。
If there's someone who cannot die today, then he does not need to require Jesus. Does not need to be saved because he doesn't need Jesus.
只要有一个人会死，就证明他有罪，所以他就有属灵的病毒，他需要来找医生。
If you can die, that means you have the spiritual virus and he needs a doctor.
那我们就看怎么可以看出我们是有罪。
And so how can we recognize that we have sin?
那我们就看回来看罗马书的第一章。
We'll turn to Romans chapter 1.
在罗马书的第一章里面第一章24节我们看。
Verse 24.
罗马书第一章24节。
Verse 24.
所以神任凭他们逞着心里的情欲行污秽的事，以致彼此玷污自己的身体。请读。
Verse 24, Therefore God has given up to uncleanness in the lust of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves.
这里神任凭已经出现三次。
And so therefore God here mentioned three times.
那英文把它分作
give them up.
这个 give up 是什么意思？
What does that mean, give them up?
放弃啊。
God has given them up.
所以有人常常问慕道者特别问如果有神那为什么世界上人犯罪神不把他阻止呢？
And so people sometimes ask, if there is God and someone made a mistake, why did God did not stop them?
圣经里面说神放弃了，任凭随便了。
And but here the Bible mentioned God has given them up.
为什么
？And why？
因为宇宙万物就证明有神了。
Because the universe proved that there is God.
那如果你故意把神的存在把它抹消了
，And if you purposely removed the existence of God.
就明明看, 后面有警察,
and you see that there's a cop behind you.
那我就故意把他当作没有警察,
and I purposely pretend that there is no police.
我要开多快就多快, 我要左转就左转, 右转就右转,
and you drive as fast as you want, you can turn left or right as you want.
当然很自由啊。
And you, of course, you feel free.
等一下警灯就开始亮了。
And later, the siren will start to flash.
那我们就要付出代价了。
And you must later pay a price.
为什么？
And why?
因为你故意把它当作不存在。
Because you purposely treat it as if it didn't exist.
如果有神,
if there is God,
人就会很谨慎过他的生活。
And God would live more diligently.
所以我们在看哦, 像新加坡一个小小的国家, 跟美国对宗教的政策差很多。
And so a country like Singapore is very small compared to the United States. They have a very different type of regulations.
新加坡啊, 他鼓励信仰要进入学校。
And in Singapore, they encourage religion to enter the classrooms.
有三个还是四个主要宗教都可以在学校里面自由。 去聚会,
and three or four different type of religion can freely practice their beliefs in the school.
他知道法律是有一个限度的,
they know there is a limit to the laws.
但是要约束人的心哦, 要有神的观念在里面。
But to curb the heart of men, there must be the principles of God.
那美国倒过来,
but United States is on the opposite side of spectrum.
60年代最高法院设下一个判决, 教育跟拜神要分开。
In the 60s, the High Court had passed a rule that school and religion must be separate.
所以在学校里面不可以有实践，不可以有祷告，不可以提到神，不可以提创造论。
And so in schools, people cannot talk about Ten Commandments, cannot talk about God, cannot have prayers, cannot talk about creation.
希望这个学生在没有神的自由环境里面长大受教育。
And the student should be raised in a free environment without the mention of God.
60年代到现在, 大概70年了。
And it's about 70 years have passed.
70年, 你看美国的学校变多少。
And if you look at how much has changed in the U.S. School system,
现在只要经济做得到的, 很多的父母都要把他送到私人学校去。
And if today, if your household can afford, people prefer to send their kids to private school.
因为学校太乱了。
Because the school is too chaotic.
所以人既然故意不认识神。
And so, if man on purpose denies God,
神就任凭了, 随便了, 放弃, 你们自己去做,
and so God will give them up.
那这个不是没有不会有后果的。
And so there will not be any other outcome.
好，我们来看, 第一个任凭是什么?
And so what the first first thing that was given up?
我们如果看25节,
in verse 25.
他们将神的真实变为虚妄，去敬拜受造之物，不敬畏造物的主，主乃是可称颂的，直到永远。去敬拜受造之物。
And so they have went and worshiped the creation.
那如果23节,
in verse 23,
将不能朽坏的神的荣耀变成偶像，仿佛必朽坏的人和飞禽走兽的样式。 所以人就随便了，你要拜偶像就去吧。
And so God given them up to let them worship idols.
所以你看，全世界大部分的人都在拜偶像。
And so if you look around the world, majority of the people are worshiping idols.
用有形的来取代无形的，就是偶像。
And to use something that has image to replace something that has no image.
那拜偶像就是得罪创造万物的真神。
And by worshiping idols, you sinned against the Creator.
万物的主宰。
Because He is the ruler of the entire universe.
所有被造的都是照着神的命令。 拖住的，所以今天才能够继续存活下去。
And so everything that was created was according to the will and the control of the Creator.
哦，那自己创造一个神来代替又真又活的神，这没有罪吗？当然是罪，最大的罪啊。
And wouldn't it be a sin for the Creator, to creation to create a God?
哦，这是第一个啊，所以有没有罪？
So are there sin?
哦，拜偶像就是罪啊。
And so worshiping idol is a sin.
哦，拜金牛犊用金来取代神，这也是罪啊。
And worshiping the golden calf, using gold to replace God, that is a sin.
哦，崇拜今生的成就，把它高抬超过神，这个也是偶像啊。
And to worship after the fame of your life, then that is replacing God. That is also a sin.
神是最高的。
And God is the greatest.
他在生命中应该是最高的。
He should be the greatest and the highest in your life.
啊，因为有神才有我。
Because there is a God, then we exist.
啊，没有神就没有我。
And if there's no God, then we should not exist.
但是没有我还有神。
But sometimes we say that no God, but we still exist.
哦，没有我还有神呢。
When there's no us, there's still God.
哦，所以神在我们生命中是最高的。
And so in our life, God is the greatest.
所以拜偶像就是罪。
And so worshiping idol is a sin.
啊，没有拜神也是罪。
And not worshiping God is also a sin.
啊，没有拜神自己就是神啊。
And so when you don't worship God, you treat yourself as a God.
哦，就自己在心里就坐在神的座位上。
And as if you are sitting in the place of God.
好，那我们再回来看啊，罗马书第一章。
When you continue Romans chapter 1,
26节
verse 26.
神任凭他们放纵可羞耻的情欲，女人把顺性的用处变成逆性的用处。27节。
27.
男人也是如此，弃了女性顺性的用处，欲火攻心，彼此贪恋，男跟男行羞羞的事，就在自己身上受的应当的报应。这个26节啊，一直到27节在讲什么
？So what is verse 26 to 27 referring to？
就在讲同性恋呐。
That is referring to homosexuality。
哦，神造男，神也造女。
God had made a male and God made female.
哦，所以男跟女结婚，这是神本来创造的意思。
And so men marrying women is God's will.
啊，这个叫做顺性的用处。
And this is the normal
那男跟人男结婚，女跟女结婚，这个不是神创造本来的意思。
And so when men marries men and women marries women, this is not God's will.
哦，这个叫做逆性的用处。
And this is the opposite.
所以同性恋是不是罪
？And so is homosexuality a sin?
神随便你啊，这不是不是罪吗
？And this is sin, and God let you do it.
哦，圣经是记载很清楚啊。
And it's recording clearly in the Bible.
从旧约到新约。
And all the way from Old to New Testament.
同性恋是罪，这没有改变的。
The homosexuality is a sin has never changed.
当然。这样的淫乱还包括其他的
，and sexual immorality also include other type of things。
这是第二个哈，神放弃了，任凭随便你。
And so this is the second thing God has given up。
啊，那第三个
，and the third thing，
啊，就是啊，第28节
，verse 28。
啊，神既然故意啊，他们既然故意不认识神，神就任凭他们存邪僻的心和行不合理的事。
And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God given them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting.
啊，接着29节啊，就在讲不义的事一直列下去。
And so verse 29 continue to list these sinful things.
什么叫做故意不认识神？那神任凭他们。
And so they willingly trying to deny God, and God allowed them.
我们人有，人性是善还是恶
？So is human nature good or bad?
哦，如果从圣经看起来哈，啊，犯罪以后的亚当啊，第一个他有良心。
And so if we look at from Adam, the first thing we notice that he has a conscience.
哦，这个良心就是神本性的一部分。
And this conscience is a part of God's nature.
哦。所以啊， 一个人即使没有拜神，他也有良心。
And so even for someone who doesn't worship God, he will have a conscience.
但是我们现在的人做了一些事情，就把良心放在一旁。
And so some people today, they would do some things and put their conscience on the side.
或者把它解释合理化。
And they're trying to rationalize the things they did.
那见着这样，良心就死掉了。
And in this way, the conscience have died.
那良心你死掉，你什么都可以做了，反正良心也不会不安了。
And once you lost your conscience, then you really can do anything you want.
所以很多的坏事一直跑出来。
And so a lot of these evil deeds start to come out.
因此，罗马书里面就在讲啊，不论外邦人或者犹太人哦，在神的面前都是罪人。
And so the Bible told us that whether it's Jews or Gentiles, they all carry sin.
所以没有一个义人，连一个都没有。
And so there is not one man who is righteous.
我们现在看罗马书第三章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter
3. 第九节。
Chapter 3 verse 9.
这却要怎样呢？我们比他们强吗？绝不是，因为我已经证明犹太人跟希腊人都伏在罪恶之下。第十节。
Verse 10.
就如经上所记，没有义人，连一个也没有。所以圣经把人都圈在罪里面。
And so the Bible have categorized all men to have sin.
所以用神的话的标准一验，每个人都有属灵的病毒，就是罪。
So if you use the words of God to test all men, we can see that everyone carries the spiritual virus.
那有的人是用善行把它掩盖，所以那个症状好像不是很明显。
And so some people will cover the symptoms with good works, and so they might not seem very apparent.
那有的人这个症状就很明显。
But some people's symptoms are very obvious.
但是神的话一把开来，都是罪人。
But once you open it up, everyone are sinners.
所以福音要救一切相信的人。
So this gospel will save all those who believe.
人需要救，因为人有病毒，有罪。
Man needs to be saved because men have sinned and they carry.
那现在要怎么救？
And how can they be saved?
我们看罗马书第一章。
Back to Romans chapter 1.
第一章的十七节。
Verse 17.
神的义正在这个福音上显明，这个义是本于信，以至于信。
For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith.
这里就出现了一个神的义。
Here mentioned.The righteousness of God.
这个义是什么？
What is this righteousness?
义就是白衣服了，用最简单能够了解的。
And the simple way to understand it is the white robe.
人有罪，在神面前就有羞耻。
And so when men have sin, and so they're shameful in front of God.
所以你看亚当跟夏娃天天可以跟神讲话，看到神的荣耀，忽然间躲起来了。
And so just like Adam and Eve, they speak face to face with God every day, but one day they have hide themselves.
神看了怎么今天亚当夏娃不见啊？
And so God cannot find them one day.
不敢出来啊。
And they couldn't come out.
神就说你是不是吃的我叫你不可以吃的善恶果？
And have you eaten the fruit from the tree of knowledge?
所以罪是一种羞耻。
And so sin is a type of shame.
那神是义的，神没有罪。
God is righteous and he has no sin.
所以神是公义的，对罪神就会变成神的仇敌。
And so because God is without sin and righteous, then sin is God's enemy.
那人跟神的关系就破裂了。
Then the relationship between man and God has been broken.
那人跟神的关系怎么重新建立呢？
How can we reconcile this relationship?
要用义来遮盖我们的罪。
And we need to use righteousness to cover our sins.
就是要穿白衣服了，穿白衣服就可以出来见神了。
And to put on the white robe, then we can come out to face God.
但是这个白衣服也有两种来源
And there are two sources to gain this white robe.
第一个是人造的。
And the first one is made by man.
好像亚当跟夏娃用树叶造来遮盖自己羞耻的。
And just like Adam and Eve using leaves to cover their shame.
但这个没有用太阳一晒又干了。
And this is useless when the sun comes out, will wither away.
所以人不可能造一件白衣服啊。
So man cannot really create a white robe.
因为人有罪性, 怎么有可能造白衣服?
And because men have a sinful nature, how can they create a white robe?
所以就不可能了。
So it's not possible.
哦, 那不可能怎么办? 没有路走吗?
And so if it's not possible, does it mean that there's no other way?
有神就有路啊, 因为神是慈爱的父亲啊。
If there's God and He's merciful, then there must be a way.
神为我们造白衣服啊。
So God created a white robe for us.
哦, 所以神的义在这个福音上显明啊, 神的白衣服就在有福气的好消息啊, 显明出来。
And so this good news, God's righteousness is manifested toward us.
哦, 我们现在看哥林多后书第五章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多后书第五章。
Excuse me, chapter 5.
第五章的20节
Chapter 5, verse 12
所以我做基督的使者就好像神借着我们劝你们一般我替基督求你们与神和好21节
Verse 21
神使那无罪的代替我们成为罪好叫我们在他里面成为神的义 这个地方在讲神使无罪的，就是主耶稣代替我们成为罪，就是被挂在十字架。And
so, God used the sinless Jesus to replace our sin on the cross.
那主耶稣被挂在十字架，旁边有两个强盗。And
when Jesus was put on the cross, there are two robbers besides him.
这个两个强盗就是有罪该得，所以他要被挂在上面，为自己的罪承担后果。
And those two robbers carries sin, and they're worthy to be put on the cross.
那中间主耶稣没有罪。
But Jesus in the middle is someone who is sinless.
那没有罪为什么挂在那里？
So why was he put there when he has no sin?
替我们成为罪。
And to carry our sins.
所以被挂在那里，为我们的罪被咒诅。
And so he's been cursed for our sins.
所以我们今天借着十字架流出来的宝血,
and so the blood that was shed through the cross
可以称义,
can become righteous.
这个神的白衣服, 神的义就临到我们,
and so this white robe, the robe of righteousness, came to us.
所以我们回到罗马书的第一章,
let's come back to Romans chapter 1.
17节。
Chapter 1, verse 17.
所以神的义在福音显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信，所以就要借着信了。And
so this has to come from faith.
信是什么?
What is faith?
信有一个独一的真神。The
faith that there is one true God.
他成为人，就是主耶稣。He
became man, which is Jesus.
他为我的罪被钉在十字架。He
was crucified on the cross for me.
我相信耶稣是我的救主。And
we believe that Jesus is our Savior.
然后, 我要接受洗礼,
and that I will accept the baptism.
在洗礼的时候,
and during the baptism,
有圣灵的见证,
and there's the witness of the Holy Spirit.
有主耶稣的宝血显现,
and there is the blood of Jesus Christ.
所以我的罪就被洗干净了,
and then my sin has been washed away.
所以进去我是罪人,
and when we enter, we are a sinner.
从水里上来, 我是义人,
and once we come out, we're righteous.
怎么这么快?
And why so fast?
因为我的罪被洗干净了。
Because our sin have been washed away.
神的义已经在我身上显明了。
And righteousness is manifested on us.
所以我就变成神的儿子。
And so we're transformed to become the children of God.
那祷告, 圣灵就降下来。
When we pray, then the Holy Spirit will come to us.
那从我的心里呼叫, 天上的神, 阿爸父。
And from my heart, we call out to the Father.
那我将来就要回到父的家。
And one day we can return to the house of God.
在那里有 mansion, 在那里有住处。
And in God's kingdom, there will be a mansion for us.
我一生在追求什么?
So what are we pursuing in our lives?
就是追求一直往天国走。
We should pursue after the kingdom.
短暂的今生为永永远远的来世在准备。
And use this short, our short life on earth to march toward the heavenly kingdom.
所以人生有一个很清楚的目标。
And we should have a clear goal in life.
虽然我们有病毒。
Although we have this virus,
一定死,
and we will surely die.
但是, 主耶稣是全能的医生,
but Jesus is the powerful, mighty physician.
可以100%医我们的病,
he will surely 100% heal us.
如果每个人觉得自己有这种致死的病毒,
if we recognize that we have this deadly virus,
那也知道主耶稣的救恩就在这个教会里面,
and we know that the salvation is within this church.
你想会发生什么事情?
And what do you think will happen?
教会会坐满人啊,
and the church will be full.
为什么?
Why?
因为来到这里病毒就医治了啊,
because when we come here, our virus will be healed.
不但不会死啊,不会死啊,不是活在美国,是活在天国。
And then we would one day live in the heavenly kingdom.
所以诸位要把握机会。
And so, brothers and sisters, we should take the opportunity.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
111.
Hymn 111.